And he called this late man Death Check. And that man Death Check go for Hill Lake. And he called way over there close to river, one lake he called Hakos Men. And my English, that's Swan Lake. Hakos, that's Swan Lake. And he called that one place Head Lake. He called Chantaga, Chantaga Men. That means where moose come, it's so lost dirt, so a special place, moose eat her food. Always moose have a trail, and all the way down to lake you can see it look like ball field. Hill Lake boys call ball field, but he called ball field, that means trail, that's back days he called basketball trail, that's basketball. Right now he called basketball English, so he called English that hill and ball field, and just like he play basketball. The way in the back, the person live in top, and dark where moose always come down the hill. The man's name, back days, he called this man, real funny name back days, he called Ruchel, this person. I guess back days he speak man, I don't know, that's way before this. My grandpa tell me this story, I used to laugh at all of him. And then my grandpa gets mad at me, I don't laugh anymore. But that's what it means, Chukhel, that's basketball. Chukhel tell, and he calls right now Head Lake. Head Lake, I don't know what's Head Lake, but he calls Chantig, and other ones Chantag, that's where moose eat. Whatever moose eat, special food, dirt, the moose come down with the salt in there, we don't know. Moose just eat all the time there. And this other place is called Moose Chantig. That's where our hunting place. And this hill he called Taichek, that means long hill, connect with Swan Lake. Connect with Swan Lake, he called Taichek, that's long hill. And that's what means Taichek, it's not small, but big hill. And then 5 mile hill, and the lake he called Held Arthur Men. That's another place, moose, good place for moose. But I can't know how he called that big branch leaf on the lake. Has some little yellow leaf, yellow flower in there. I don't know how he called English, but us we call Held Arthur Men for that thing growing in the lake. And that's Indian name, Held Arthur Men. That's 5 mile hill. Now I got talk about Hill Lake, Hill River. A plain dig that stand for the fish. Big fish come out in that creek. He called fish, big fish a play. And he called, that's why he called Atlantic. It connect with Anke. And once again, I don't know what's then that Anke for English. Maybe some kind of animal, or I really don't know. And all I know, he called Anke. And but it's hard to complain English, but that's our chief's home, our chief trap line, our chief's house. come dear, come down a torch to us to light one big hill. The creeks once again that Atlane digs right down there to big hill. He called to Ayat, stand for the open place. You climb the big hill, you go down in a valley. You see whole, all over, you're gonna see. That's what it means to Ayat Ant. And from there, come a torch to heal the river, the one flat, one valley. He got cast there. That's how the air on. That's a native word, he said, that's how the air on. That's mean English, he said, it's high cash, cash there. That's our chief's cash, our chief's camp. So we call that one high cash. From there, come to a torch to lake, one special lake, he calls a bed men. That's mean the fish ducks in there all the time. Make funny noise in that lake, in that fish lake. The fish ducks all in there, all the time. He had a little one in there, so we call it Albertman. And that other creek connect with that Albertman, we call Beaver Chatuchek. That's mean Beaver Creek, English. That Beaver Creek connect with that Albertman and Fish Duck Lake. And from there to lake, and when there's Chagaman, and from there, right over where we come out with boat, touch Chag and dig, let's go down to connect with Tenenau. And down little ways under that hill, we still have fish camp. All need a fish camp. And fall time, we move it down, we try our fish for winter time. And of cheese canning ice, that's mean fish trap go through to it quick. And cheese canning ice, that's fish trap. We made it by hand, and that's our camp there. We work for our fish. And from there, and once again go back to lake. And up there in the valley, he called Takat and Dig, that's clear water. We used to go in a boat, we get that clear water from village. We used to get drink that clear water. And he called that one Takat and Dig. And then we go up a little far and a hill go across to. And we call that hill, he called that hill. All the way down to tread and post that one connect, one hill, he called Cook Hill. Cook Hill, that all that one hill. And that's where we used to go, and that inn down there, that little creek, he called Shechel Deer, that's Grelin. We got a lot of Grelin down there. The reason he called where Cook Hill, whole time we all camp out there for that creek. We get our moose and we get our caribou, and we all camp out all the way down to that hill. And we all get together, we cook and camp far. Caribou Lake, we cook alongside the caribou for mere. And my grandpa used to cook caribou liver. He cleaned it. If he put campfire, he just pushed those deer. May I stand there, watch, I'm not going to eat. And my grandpa, he threw that liver in a fire, nothing in there. Just, he covered with dirt, you don't care. Guess what? When after we come back, we pack meat all day. We come back, my grandpa breaks those mare and he takes the caribou liver. And he clean it with up there and a branch, clean a special branch. And he clean it and he slice it and he eat Mia sana kun it hair gets in there. Boy, delicious, good eat. That's what I say, you gotta learn how to cook campfire. And he called Cook Hill and Shechel Diga. And from there, a little far down, another creek, Takatan Diga, that's another chair water. That's where my mother, my aunt left house for me. My aunt gave me that house, she gave it to me. And I never go back. Ever since my kids grown up. And he have big creek down there called Takat. Takat, it go for nice and ice cold water. And we used to drink nice water. And from there all the way down to Huish. We call Huish Lake. No, we call Tehtsa'a. Tehtsa'a Lake. And that lake I touched the springtime. Only time you gotta walk for hunt rats. You have big buck in there. Enough to scare you. That springtime, that buck fly all over. They're huge. And I don't know why that lake all full of but rats. Very big rats, just like little beaver. That's where me and my sister, we used to trap for rats, camp out in the tent. He called Tehtsa'a. That's the name for that buck. And I don't know how he called that thing in English, maybe beetle, I don't know, latest buck? No, I don't think so. Not latest buck. Tehtsa'a, I think it's this big and black, and I really don't know how he called English. I don't catch him. I know, but from there to go down, you go other side the hill, cheese and dig, that's good pastures, English. Cheese and dig, that's camp forever. From there to you go back to village again, and you go back to Cook Hill again. And from there you come back a torch to lake, to a little way from village, and you have to climb that big hill for caribou. And go in top, you in top to that hill, no, nothing to build power, just you gotta pack your wood, you gotta pack your water. He called that is a hotel, that is a stand for the one you tan moose skin with, rock, Indian stuff, rock. And that hill, he had lots of those, you can find, walk around up there, you can find Indian, that is a, that's the one you got to fix it and you can turn your moose skin with. And beaver skin, anything you can turn with, that's Indian. It's long ways, you call that is hotel, it's long ways, and big hill to climb. The one mother got a pack baby, to knock you out of breeze before you get in top. But that's where people travel around for food. And one little thing of the garden, my grandchild asked me, he wants how to fix moose mare, dry meat, we camp and we dry a lot of back fennel, who call it Estine, and we mix dry meat special way, we take fennel out. And English, you can say back fennel. And we take it out, that one horse, we got to take our fennel out for use for sowing. And then we cut that dry meat real thin, just huge dry meat. We had caribou meat and moose dry meat together. And moose stomach, if you take care, you take it out with autumn hole. This one is a Pat wanted, I put it there, hope someday he gonna listen. Pat wants whole story. That more stomach, one more stomach, just think, four different kind in there. And I cannot talk. On one we call a sausage, and one we call chitini cotton, another can, and chitel. That chitel connect with, we call more stomach and chamet. Connect with more stomach, you take it out real good with ardent tor. You take it out, look like little liver. You know how to cook it. You can cut open, you can stuff with moose fat. This all full moose fat. And you can build fire, you can cook it in a campfire with stick till real brown, and then you can take it down and you slice it, you eat. So delicious. And good. Also, another can, I don't know how he called English, but I'm not going to use my native word for that. Another can, chanchu, that sauce. You got moose stomach, you open that outside, that like fat, look like net, you can take it out real clean, and you wash that. Another can, you can turn around and you put, you stuff in with that whole chanchu, and you leave out for a while, and it's going to be clean. And this sausage, you got to take it out all this inside, and you're going to wash it with ardent hole, you're going to make it fry a little bit. And I'm going to talk about this chamet outside. And then the last one connect with most stomach, chitini cotton. That's Indian bucket. This is real serious one I talk about. Someone got a member that. Chitini cotton, you're going to take it out, you're going to wash it dry a little bit. And then you empty most stomach inside. If you have that long side of river, you got to rinse it out. For this dry meat, you got to rinse it out real good. You're going to wash it, no chitake in there. You got to wash real good and you let water drain out and a stick real clean. And then you dig the ground up there where it's one place big. You put in top moose steak. You put stick in there where you're going to put grease in there. And then whoever make a try meat going to build fire up there, he going to cook that moose meat all day. He call it a shara, that moose meat. Back days, you don't even waste little thing. All day, he going to walk at that shara and he pack around big bucket. He going to put big bucket and he going to fill that big bucket with moose grease. He going to put up there in canvas, he going to put big rock metal, and you going to pound this smooth dry meat, you pound soft one, you got to pound it real good, and you're going to do like that with your hand, make sure tenor. Then you put it to moose stomach, it's already that moose stomach inside the ground, you put that moose stomach in there, and you cool off your grease, you fill that moose stomach with dry meat. You don't have to put salt and pepper, no. The bare special word I talk about. And he put that moose stomach, my daddy do that one time, I watched. When he's ready for that moose stomach, he told me, you better go in inside, don't watch me, in cheese. He say superstitious. And he all put that grease in there. He have a stick, he stir, make sure all grease gets in the dry meat. And he all fix it real good. And he's seen, he has special son. He stir inside the ground that moose stomach. He still tell real that grease gets in. The Indian name, Chisutai. And Again, I can't talk English. I don't know how white people don't know that this is real special food. I don't think he have a word. I know he have a word for dry meat, but not, maybe he call dry meat jerky, and I'm gonna say sheep shank. And he make with sheep shank. He make with sheep shank. And then I cut tent open and I watch my dad, even though he don't want, I listen. I cut little tent, brand new tent I open. And I watch my dad. And I never get catch, I run away. And my dad, he's blind and always, so he don't see me. But, and he finish it, and then he tie it together, and he take it out. He live up there, and in top, some kind of camera, he put it there. Huge, this big, who gone pack to village. And when the time he cut it real thin, you lucky you eat this bit. That little bite, oh, we want to eat some more, but he don't let us eat that special food. And then he take moose heart out outside fat. You can wash it inside dry a little bit too. And fatten all, you can fry. And you can fill with dry base, low bush, cran base mix with, again, moose grease, you can fill it up. And that sausage, when you ready, if you have to be alongside the creek, the end, you can open this much with stick, and you just put it in the creek, and all soaking wet, and then you go down the creek, and you already, you grease, right there, you just pour grease, and one person can put base in there. Long sausage just hang there, and the reason you do, if you do out there, and can curl it up, and you can waste your grease. So, and you put, filled up the sausage, all full with grease when you take it out, and the special food, if you want to, you can put a little bit of sugar. And dry base and cran base mix, he mix. And chachid, once again, I can't say English, I don't know how he call us, we call it chachid, all special food. That one more stomach connect with a lot of good stuff. If right now he cut meat in all way, it's not like all days. My days he gain moose, just real perfect. And we know which one hard meat, we know which one soft meat, we know which one boiled meat, we know which one fry meat. Back days, me right now, I still know which one fry meat, I know which one tough meat, I know which one I gonna boil. And one more that we call jatini kon, I can't say English, but it connect with moose stomach. And you got a big hole if you was up there someplace. I tell this one, I think yesterday I recorded. So this other half right there. And this one, a lot of people want to learn. A lot of people ask me for this one. But I don't share my life with other people. This is the first time I ever in a, put it on record. I get mad when people tell me what's recording me. But, and my ideal, I think it's good to do that for this village and my family. Maybe this sometime my family can listen, wants to be learn something, how to survive up there. And he killed ducks with arrow. Make sure you shoot the head with arrow. Anything you shoot, you gotta shoot the neck. You don't shoot moose or guts. You gotta shoot at certain place and it's gonna ruin it, you meat. and that they would not sit in tent. Yes, a fall time, it's real cold, we're going to sit in a tent, but before too cold, we pack to our meet to village. I don't know how many trips. Maybe we can pack one meat, we don't know, it's dry meat. Also, you skin at caribou, he can give you chemist right there. You don't have to have a plastic bag or anything. And you walk on your caribou skin inside real good. You take all inside little thing and you dry and you put special food for it. All special food you can tie this one whole caribou you can pack, you don't feel it. Sometimes you put some extra and you don't feel it, you pack one more because it's already dry. And he don't throw away either little piece of bone. I still really believe it, caribou feed caribou moose. My mother inside this tree was a tied to tree good. My mother, he said, Adorni means you disappear. You're going to go someplace, you get stuck, you're going to remember that. You're hungry, you're going to remember that where you put that caribou feet. My mother have a can, old-fashioned large can. He put a little bit of sugar, a little bit of tea, and a little bit of dry meat, a little bit of fat. He put it inside that moose, bone the caribou head inside between, and he can tie with wire. My dad did do that because man is always that strong. My mothers can't do that much. And last couple of years ago, I came back, I don't know, I think 5, 6 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, I came back to this village. I started to walk my mother in a trail where my mother and I used to pick bees, where I had stick in my dad's hand bring wood, and where I used to take, go around with my grandpa for the bee learn. Ever since I grown up, I really had serious mind. I want to learn. I never think, no, I'm young, I don't need to learn, no, I never think like that. I use it today. Nice to be learned something. And I run into this something hay in the tree brook. I go over there, bunch of caribou feet and my mother's lard can. I open that lard can. Little sugar, little tea, and that dry meat, just white, just like pepper. That many, 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 many years ago, hey. I just sit there and cry. Very sad for me. And I just cry out and I feel good. And I keep walk my mother in trail. All over I walk. That make me feel good. I don't pack gun, I don't scare, I don't know how to be scared. At the bear, don't talk about bear too much. It's all I hear people talk about bear. We call it say head. We're gonna say in the morning say head chuck is in the whole up the integrity has the song that share song that one dark hole. That means, please, Grandpa, don't go in my way. I don't have a weapon in my hand. Don't try to scare me. I'm not going to bother you. That think animal understand you. Last summer, and bear come right into my court. You think I'm shook up? No. Why should I shook up? He looked through at my window and I saw beach. Something more, but I don't tension. I saw. Put this on, I look at real, says, old grandpa watching me. and I keep sawing. You better not touch my window, I signed. He looked at me, finally I go out, I open door. I open door, I talk with my native horse. I say, say, it ain't other chura, you not talking has. I don't bother you, you don't bother me. I say, you walk down that way, look for food. I've got nothing to give you. And he stand up and turn around, look at me. I understand you. He walk real easy and he go and brush and turn around, look at me. And you know, that thing never come back. You have, that's why I really like to have a culture. We've got to keep it up, a culture. You got stuck up there, something animal attack you, you know, how are you going to stop it? Talk to. And a wolf, you got to cut long branch, you're going to do. That's a big wolf, sure don't like that thing. When he heard that one, you gotta run. That's you for tech right there if you don't have gun. And large way you gotta for tech without a gun, without an axe. You gotta carry around little rock in your pocket. You know what you're doing. You gotta use expert for that rock. I used to do that. I got gun. My mother bought me a 25-20 and automatic. I gone up with. But I never packed guns. I always had think it's too much trouble to pack guns. My mother always telling me, gee, it's adorni. It's adorni, it means from talk we left bad weather. Maybe I don't smart enough, I just have this one. Maybe I just have a little thin pants. Maybe I don't have socks. Maybe I don't have food. That's what it means, adorni. You, when you go, before night you gotta prepare. You gotta take your food, warm clothes, extra clothes. Not for it, you're gonna be warm. That's what it means, adorni, our native word. That's been English, real to explain real good, you gotta prepare. Just don't get up, run out, and jump in the car without nothing. That's adorning. I always tell my grandkids, don't go out empty stomach. You gotta feed the man food. Man is always work hard. Also, a woman work hard. I did work hard. Man job both way. I work all this many years ago. I never think I want to sleep some more. I don't like go to people's house. People sleep too much. I won't be alone and just sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning I get up, I show. You want me to put large lid on? You hardly don't come. I say this, someone gonna listen. Hardly you slow, hardly that's your money, the one you gonna make potlatch. If you sleep too much, you never think about it. That money, very slowly, you can't get rid of it. Right now, I can't get rid of it for my party. Because maybe I'm lazy, I don't know, I'm not try hard. But to me, I can't see good anymore. One side I have paralyzed. I can't do that much. I try best I can. Sometimes I get up horse head at home. Try to make little things for my party. Hot large give you a lot of pressure. But inchi, you gotta be strong for that hot large. Inchi, superstitious, you don't think you don't get nothing. You don't think you get not enough. I don't copy other people, no, I don't believe it that. I learn. This is for my culture, my own culture, for my own village. I feel free to talk about it. And other village sometimes a culture is a little bit different from ours. Every each village he have different their own culture, but I had deep feel for my culture in this village, and I would keep it up like that. Maybe someday I'm not around, either door, one of them leave, he can use that culture, keep it up. We just can't give up on our culture. And this is, that's why I talk about a lot of food deal. And the fish, he take care special way, he have a sour fish, you dig the ground. Our chief used to like the sour fish. Back days we never say, smells so strong, no. We never say that. And you cook something, you eat most bone, you eat with knife and you feel. After you finish and this bone, nothing in there, you grab it and you go out, you don't throw out most bone, that's superstition. You take this most bone, you go out, you go hold, and if you see tree, you put it on the tree real good for some animal can chew. And you don't throw it away, whatever you eat, throw. He has special history word for that. One day, starvation. Right now, we go back to backwards now. It's there, out there, but yet our children don't know. People say, oh, early fall. Other people know. One day that starvation come. What our children? Our children eat right now chip ice cream, pop, candy, and rotten teeth, and I grown up. He told me, don't eat blueberries when I became a woman. Cranberries, anything. That's why I have my teeth this long, now short time. I got gum disease, he pulled all my teeth out. But lot inches, you got to really believe it, that. Pass on to young people. Pass on to young boys and young girls. And the clan's name, Nalchin, you're going to say American people. Chickagayuk, that's other clan. Chaza, that's other clan. Chesyuk, that's other clan.